Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul.
Wonder Soul. Wonder Soul.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Wonder Soul Podcast. One day I'll come up with some really cool, clever, catchy opening line. But for now, this is what you get. But I have finally sat down to record an episode. It's been, 2 months since the last episode. And I will say that I am sorry for that. I'm not sorry for the way life can get, the busyness, the grind, the work, the energy. Things come up, things happen. I know you guys understand. I know anyone listening to this episode truly does get what life can throw at you. And just for me, it's been very important that I sit down with intention and with the proper energy, to do a good job with these episodes. And, that's not really been in the deck lately for me, and that's okay. I'll get into that later, but I do want to say thank you for your patience and support. I'm excited for some things that I will talk about later in the episode. But for now, let's get back into some like old school type of episode. When I first started doing Wonder Soul, I used to take time to focus on certain subjects. Obviously, I was not an expert in any of the listed subjects, but it was things that I was currently going through, feeling through, learning about, was trying to understand and navigate, and also just give my opinion on certain things, really not to like preach or teach or act like I knew everything, more to like compare the notes of life with other people listening. To hopefully, if anything that I had to say was relatable, that, you know, someone listening could tune in and feel like, wow, man, I thought I was the only one that experienced that or looked at life this, you know, sort of way. And or to just get feedback and different opinions and different perspectives on certain subjects. So I really was encouraged when people started listening and tuning in and really receiving it well. Over time, though, I started to try to be like every other content creator where, you know, I did reviews and talked about certain things in pop culture, and which, I mean, I still plan to do to some extent. But, you know, I've been really craving sitting down, recording and talking to you guys about just some real life stuff, man, and opening up about things and, you know, getting back to the roots of what I, you know, intended to do with this podcast and this platform. And I've really enjoyed what I've been doing lately and having Bailey on. We definitely have had plenty of ideas for episodes, and it's nothing on her. It's more on me for backing out or just saying, hey, well, let's just do it this other time, or, you know, making up excuses not to record and stuff. But, you know, that kind of all brings me to one of the things I wanted to focus on in this episode. I think one of the things that we can all share and have in common is that we always seem to find ourselves going through transitions in life, and transitions, whether it's going from a new place or a new job or anything different than what you're used to, whether it's a lifestyle change, so many different things, whenever you remove yourself from what you're used to, And you make attempts to introduce something brand new or let go of something old. Like, these transitions are constant. You know, it's funny how they have that really cliche saying of, like, the only thing that's consistent is change. And I believe in that. I feel like even when things are generally the same, things are, you know, changing in the background, things that you're not even picking up on. And, you know, I think when you really want something or if you want to do something, the script is started to play out where you're moving towards those things, but it's not exactly in the way that you had imagined. And it can be confusing, and it's not always obvious. And more times than often, it's obvious after the fact, after everything's settled. You can kind of look back and see how the dots all connected, and you're like, okay, like, this is what I wanted, or this is something that it was better for me, and I didn't know I had to go through all these hoops and up and down these ladders to get there, but I'm there, so that's good, you know, hopefully. But that's kind of what it's been feeling like lately. I feel like, at least for me, I'll speak on this, where there are certain things that I've been really, really focused on. And I've been trusting in timing. I have evidence lately in my life, the last couple of years, that timing has played a huge role in, which I think it does in most things. But it's been more obvious to me that the timing of the events that happen were just better suited for me. Better suited for me to succeed, to handle them, to learn from them, to have the proper perspective. And so it's weird, though, when you are hoping and wishing for certain things from your life, and, like, you notice that things are changing, and you notice that you're changing, and the landscape is morphing. And usually when those things happen, though, it's like things are breaking down to build back up. You know, it's very strange, in my opinion, that the process in order to change leads us to go through the mud so much. And then what I mean by that is just, like, you have to sometimes go through a lot of shit, a lot of negative events and occurrences that can somehow oddly direct you into the, well, the direction you're wanting to go. I think when we want certain things, we have this very optimistic, fantasy-like projection of, like, how this is going to work out or how it should work out, when really we don't know at all. And usually how we get there is nothing close to what we could imagine. And I've found that that's more true than I thought I ever believed, you know, growing up. And I've noticed it in the people I care about the most. You know, when you're closer to people, you know, or, well, hold up. When you're the people you're closest to, they open up to you. You open up to them. Like, I'm sure we all hopefully have a handful of people that we can just be 100% with, very open and transparent about other things in your life or in their life, that, you know, you can confide in them to tell them everything that's going on, and they can do the same. You guys are each other's anchors. It's a really nice buddy system, whether it's friends, family, coworkers, classmates, I don't know, neighbors, anything, like, or anyone. But when you listen to people talk about the things they want and the problems that they're going through, and you start to see from an outside looking in perspective of, like, how those things are working for and against them. So what I mean by that is sometimes we have to go through a lot of bad things to get to the good. Like, sometimes getting to what we want means we have to face adversity, face certain challenges that are in the way or necessary to craft the results that we are looking for. You know, there's a certain level of discipline that goes into like achieving any kind of goal or anything that you want to do. I think it's a thing that most of us struggle with. I mean, if you really want to stop and think about what are some of the core ingredients to success or getting things that you want out of yourself in life, I mean, I think it all boils back down to discipline. And I bring up discipline because I think you need to have the discipline to endure like certain things that are happening. Like when you're struggling through certain moments that are challenging, but it's because you're in transition. Like I think once you make up your mind about something that you don't want something or you want this thing, like, you know, you start feeling everything around you change. And there's not this, I guess like the way I want to put it is like things aren't synced up, like things feel out of place. And so certain things are a lot rougher around the edges. It's not so easy to navigate because you're moving away from the comfortable. Like even when you're uncomfortable, you've gotten comfortable with it, you know? And I think change is something that really like can freak people out, even when it's moving us towards things that we truly want for ourselves and stuff. Because at the end of the day, we really don't know if all these things that are happening, whether they're good or bad, are really what we want until we get there. And then we'll find out for sure. Like, I think everything looks great in your head. But sometimes the reality of the situation just doesn't click like it was supposed to or we would have hoped. But it's also like the fear of failing, the fear of like not living up to those expectations and not truly achieving the things that you really desperately want. But we're fighting against so many systems in place, and some of them are not even our fault. I mean, a lot of them are. We have to take personal accountability for the role that we play in not being or doing what we want to do, or having what we want to have. But there are still like things generationally that, if that's even a word, I should have just said generational. I'm trying to sound smart here, guys. But yeah, it just feels like, yeah, you got to develop yourself into this person that you really think you're capable of being, you know, but you're still rooted in years and years of conditioning. You're still rooted in habits of things that you've thought that like aren't true, you know? So it's definitely challenging, man. It's a journey. I bring this up because like, I don't know, maybe it's the age that I'm at. Maybe it's the point in my life that I'm at. There's just been a lot of like landscape changing going on, and a lot of it's been good. But then there's still so much that I want for myself, and I know that other people can relate to that feeling. And I don't really necessarily think that it has to do solely like on the point in life I am or my age or anything like that. I feel like you can feel this way as a kid, a teenager, you know, in college, whenever, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I mean, I don't think it's ever too late to make changes or realize that you want different things. And we all kind of realize what we want out of everything in this life at different moments and points in our life, in this experience. So it's just for someone like me who's had the challenges and the privilege of enjoying so many different things. I found that narrowing things down for me has always been difficult. But I think I've just been so focused on wanting to get better at that. You know, yeah, I can like a lot of these different things, but let's hone it into, you know, a few things, so we can have a clear direction in life and what we want to do. But like, that's what it all comes back down to, is transitioning. It's like transitioning from one part of your life to another, transitioning from one lifestyle to another, just changing in general. And how we can, like, for better or for worse, like, I think we always want change. We almost, I would say, is fair that we want change just as much as we want things to stay the same. You know, there's like, we kind of wish we could have both. That's not always the case. Sometimes we're in a tornado of change, a hurricane of change, just constant, vicious, good, bad, beautiful, ugly. Just, it doesn't ever feel like we have stable ground. And then there's other moments where it just feels like, man, things are just at a standstill and nothing's changing. Or at least it doesn't feel like it. You're in the same routine. You're stuck in the same, you know, habits and day-to-day life that maybe for a lot of people that's a good thing. You know, I think the goal is to get to a optimal point where, if life is that way, then you're like, I have nothing on the other side that I crave or feel like I'm missing out on. But still, you know, I think for some people, it can get old and boring fast. Like, you kind of stop and sometimes just go, is this all there is to this thing? And like, where we are now, there just seems to be such a higher awareness of what's possible and what's really going on. So it makes you play the game differently, makes you look at the rules differently, and makes you look at everything with a new sense of direction, hopefully, and a fresh perspective. So, you know, that's definitely been on my mind lately. You know, maybe this whole year, I've been encouraged by the people around me. I've been inspired by the people around me. I've also done a lot here in the last couple of years as far as where my priorities and focus of energy have gone. I mean, that's the reason why, unfortunately, I haven't always been able to sit down and record and put out content. You know, there's been a lot of moments where I felt like maybe that's just a part of a different story that's over now in my life and I need to move on. But I've always felt like this compelling pull to create and make things, whether it is a podcast or it's something that I can proudly say that I came up with and I put out there, and it's unique to me. Like, no one else is ever going to record this episode in the way that I did, beat to beat, word to word, you know, and embracing that and allowing yourself to get back in the swing of things and practice things and not be amazing at something, to actually suck at something again and, you know, dust the rust off, but also to have stable ground and really have a clear vision for what you want for yourself. And I think that to commit to things like this, to commit to any kind of goal and change, you really need to know clearly what it is you want to do. Like, I think there are times where you have room for experimentation. You have room to think about and try different things. But at the end of the day, like, you really need to know exactly what you're looking to do. To a very strong point, like, there will always be some portion of that that's open for changing and learning more about whatever it is that you're, you know, you don't know about yourself. I mean, that's this whole thing, dude. This whole life is about learning about who you are and then making life reflect who you are. And hopefully in a good, positive way that you can make yourself happy, the people around you happy, people you've never met happy, like, to make that kind of impact, to put things into this world that make an impact. I know that's kind of a joke on my generation, is that when we look for jobs and careers, like, the thing that we want the most is to make an impact, to be, you know, satisfied with the work that we've done and to be proud of the things that we're doing, you know, to be healthy, to have a healthy work-life balance. Like, I don't feel like these things are wrong to demand and request of from the things and people around us, and especially from ourselves. And I think I've struggled with trying to identify how that looks for me. I've questioned where I need to put my energy in a world that right now, like, content is just the new norm. I think when I had started Wonder Soul, you know, certain things were starting to catch on, but man, things have changed so quickly. You know, there's not a person out there that doesn't have a podcast, that doesn't have a YouTube channel, that doesn't do something that monetizes their life in one way or another. And honestly, like, the goal of this right now is never, it's never with the intentions to, like, oh, this is what you want to do for a source of income. Like, this right now is for a source of satisfaction. Like, I want to create. And, you know, I've been trying to transition from what I used to think about when I sat down and recorded these podcasts and thought about content and how I wanted to spend my time and energy, because things around me have changed and I have changed as an individual. And I'm not the same person that used to record these episodes back in 2018 when I first started. And I cherish those moments. I cherish those episodes. I have every single one of them. I'm proud of all of the things I've ever been able to create with Wonder Soul. I'm incredibly, you know, proud and blessed of the people I've met along the way. And as much as, like, that's difficult to keep in contact and connected nowadays, which is so strange. It's just so strange. Like, it is, like, probably one of the easiest times to connect with people. And sometimes it feels like it's the hardest. But that's a subject for another episode. To get back to it, let me bring it back in. You know, if you are going through some kind of transition right now, and you wanted to hear something related to it or some kind of advice or whatever you'd like to call this, I just say, like, you know, stay committed to it. What's on the other side is worth it. And it may not seem so obvious now, but I think on the horizon, these things that we so desperately know we want and can possibly achieve, and we feel like we deserve these things, they're hidden behind a lot of stuff that we just don't understand. But as long as we wake up and approach everything with the same level of, like, intention and focus and commitment, like, I just don't see where we can go wrong, you know? But we have to be willing to let go of the things, the patterns, the habits, the things that got in the way, the ways that we got in our own way. And because at the end of the day, I think that there are a lot of systems in place that are against you. There's a lot of things in society that don't make any sense anymore. And it seems like they're set up to make people fail. If not fail, just makes it really, really hard. And the grind and struggle that I've just noticed in people, it's insane. You know, and that's just something where I know we can improve on. And I think we're all trying to find our own way of peace in that. You know, and I think, like, I'm at that point in my life. I've met so many different people from so many different stages in life. And most of these people are just your average everyday person. And they just share all the same weights and problems and burdens and things that they're trying to do and they wish that they could have for their life. But the reality is what the reality is. But I just can't continue to wake up each day and believe that there's not hope for change, that those things that we really do want they're possible. Like, they're not impossible. There are people, there's evidence, there's data. If you're a data person, there's numbers out there. There's things to show that it can happen for you. but it requires a lot of work, and that's intimidating, man. And that's something I still struggle with and deal with in my own personal, you know, silent battles, which I think we all can relate. There's so many things that we don't even mention to the people closest to us that we're just taking on. Because, like, for me, lately, I even made a tweet about it. Just, I've been very sketched out by the idea of, like, telling people I'm going to do things. Like, I've been really just in my head saying I'm going to do it and trying to just let my actions do that and then talk about it after or even while I'm doing it. You know, but I got really burnt out of saying I was going to do A, B, and C and really getting some sort of small satisfaction from even just talking about doing something, having the intention to do it, but never following through. You know, so when you see me go radio silent here, you know, and after I think in the previous episodes that I've released mentioning like, hey, I want to do this week to week. I want to do it like consistent, and this is my goal. You know, I think sometimes it's like when you miss too much school or work and you have a lot of like backup work and you're behind. I don't know, there's just something about the longer that I went without recording, the worse I felt, because I'm like, oh, that was in June, it's July, it's August, it's September, and I'm still paying for this podcast, and I'm paying for the programs that I use to edit and publish these podcasts. So I see it. I'm reminded of it. You know, and I use only my social media from Wondersoul. So that's an everyday, you know, notification that, you know. I appreciate you guys taking time to listen to these. You know, I really am more interested in recording with other people before the end of 2023. And I say it now, and it is going to happen. So I have no worries about saying this and it not happening. But I'm investing in proper two-person recording equipment, right? Just hasn't been on the priorities lately. And hopefully, you know, in the next couple months, I'll be able to set some money aside and we're going to make that happen so that it can make the production value and just everything for me and whoever records with me a much more pleasurable and easier to listen experience with more than one person. And I'll still, from time to time, do long distance recordings, which I don't ever have an issue with. It just always comes down to scheduling. But these little 30-minute personal solo episodes, you know, it really does a lot for me. So I appreciate you guys taking time to listen. I hope you get something out of it. I'm always down to listen to feedback and hear what you guys think, you know, good, bad, or ugly. A couple of things I want to announce before I wrap up this episode. I will be recording with my friend Grant. He will, you know, be on a sports show with me. We've been wanting to do this for years. There's been previous episodes that are not posted anymore, but that we have done and we've tried to do to some degree about sports. Now, this is not going to be such a serious sports show. It's not going to be about the world of sports. It's just going to be about like the ones that we care about, the teams that we care about, the subjects and storylines that we care about. And we hope to make it something fun and entertaining for everyone to listen to. So be on the lookout for that. I've been in the background for a long, long time, been wanting to do another Wonder Sounds. And I think that's something I'm going to challenge myself to do, to get something out. I have so many ideas that it's like, just start putting stuff out there and it will just start flowing. But now I'm like, oh, which one do I want to do? But yeah, so expect stuff like that. And like I said, if I have to just sit down 30 minutes once a week and record and talk to you guys about different things, I'm also opening up the, you know, possibility of subjects that you guys want to hear. Yeah, I'm just trying to get back into a flow of things. I can't always make, you know, guest recordings happen or have, you know, the energy to hold a great conversation with someone else. So, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can to make these episodes happen when I can. So let me just say thank you guys for listening to this episode. And I hope to talk to you guys again soon. So be on the lookout for that. If you do want to listen to more, there are a handful of episodes available right now. There's stuff on the YouTube channel. Just look up Wonder Soul on YouTube. Check that out. I've also just, that's really where I'm focused at, honestly. I've been playing Starfield and different stuff. I've been playing Baldur's Gate 3 and just different things. And I'll have a little catch up, maybe some episode coming up just for fun. But from time to time, I'll stream on Twitch, but it is nothing serious and it's straight from the Xbox. And I'm just quietly playing the game unless somebody talks to me. I'm not exerting that kind of energy. I am not a streamer and that is not really a big goal. But sometimes I'm just sitting here playing a game and I say, fuck it, why not? But other than that, you know, I hope you guys are doing well at the time of this recording. I am so ready for fall. I really want to get the ball rolling so we can do some spooky episodes coming up in October. It's my favorite time of year. Just a lot of cool things to look forward to. And I can't wait to share some of the projects that I have in the works right now. And yeah, so that's it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Wonder Soul Podcast. Till the next time, I'll talk to you guys later.